Nothing like a nice warm reptile house.
Oh dear.
I feel like I
sit
down, eh?
Oh, I'll tell you my special favourites in here, Dad.
Yeah.
Are those lovely geckos. Have you seen them, the geckos?
Geckos? What are they, Pete?
A gecko, Dad, is a lizard what has sucking pads on its feet.
Oh, so it can hang on glass, like, is it?
Well, it can if it likes. It can hang on anything, really, anything it fancies. It has a wonderful life, except, of course, it has to eat flies.
Flies?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, it has to eat flies, because, as you know, God created it.
Yeah.
Like he did everything else in his almighty wisdom. And all the animals have to eat each other to keep the population down. And a gecko got lumbered with flies. And, you know, it's all right when it's born. Its mother brings it up, some flies all mashed up, daintily garnished with a daisy on top of it, so it can't tell what it's eating. But as soon as it learns to speak, Dad, and communicate, it says to its mother, "Excuse me, what's this I'm eating?" And she has to reply, "Flies."
"Darling."
Well, she sugars the pill a bit by saying, "Flies, darling, they're very good for you."
Yeah.
But that's why the gecko doesn't live very long. It can't bear eating the stuff.
Yeah. I don't blame it, really, with a diet of flies.
I couldn't bear that, eating flies.
I wouldn't like to be a gecko. I'd like to be a poisonous snake, actually, Pete.
Well, you've got, you know, fangs and
that. Yeah, fangs.
You've got prominent teeth, haven't you, already? You do well.
I'd hollow them out, put a bit of cyanide in them and go round and, you know, put my teeth into people's arms and kill them.
What sort of a poisonous snake would you be? Would you be an asp?
No, that'd be a viper.
Well, that's the same thing as an asp. An asp is a viper, Dad.
Is it?
Asp was a word invented by Shakespeare during the 13th century to denote a viper. Because, as you know, Shakespeare, what a wonderful writer.
What a wonderful writer.
He was doing this wonderful verse play about Cleopatra, how she got wrapped up in a carpet.
Oh, that's right. She was on the needle in the carpet.
That's right. And, Shakespeare had been writing this wonderful verse couplet to describe the scene when a snake comes rustling up her undies and begins to start biting into her
busty substances.
Into her busty substances. And he'd written this wonderful verse couplet, you see, but the only thing is, he only had one syllable to describe the snake.
Oh.
So viper was too long for the scansion, so he invented the word asp, and a very good word.
Wonderful. I suppose it's a sort of Shakespearean abbreviation for a stinging personality.
ASP, yes, I suppose that's the reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I don't reckon it was an asp what stung Cleopatra in the chest. I'll bet it was a bra constrictor.
What do you mean? It was an asp?
A bra constrictor, Pete. Boa constrictor. Boa. It's a joke, Pete.
Oh, it was a joke, was it? Oh, it's very bad taste. You shouldn't make jokes about people who are dead because they can't fight back, darling.
Sorry, Pete.
I wouldn't be a reptile at all if I had the choice, you know. If I had the choice, I'd be something lovely and cuddly and lovable. Something like those lovely hummingbirds which hum with their myriad hues above the flowers. And they've got huge long tongues, you know, all coiled up like watch springs, and they can poke them out to 40 yards long, which means a hummingbird, Dad, can kiss at immense distances.
That means that you could stand on the Chiswick flyover and kiss someone up the Staines bypass.
Yes. What's more, you can be hovering 4 foot above the ground and humming. Wonderful opportunity.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I'll tell you a creature I think is a very cuddly little creature. That's a chameleon.
Versatile,
Dad. Versatile creature, Pete.
Versatile.
Wonderful. They're so adaptable. They can take on the shape and colour of anything they like.
The colour or the hue can be taken on, Dad.
Yeah. Do you remember Mr. Rigby?
Yes.
He nearly went for a wedding ceremony with one.
He would have been very happy with a chameleon.
They're very adapt.
Oh, they're lovely wives.
You know, I was here last week, Pete. I don't know if I told you, in the zoo.
Yes, you did.
I saw her. Did I?
Yes,
oh.
Yes.
Yeah. And I saw...
I was here with you.
I saw... I saw this, this sign saying, topical fish this way. So I thought, right, you know, see a few topical fish, get a few up-to-the-minute comments on current affairs, you know.
You thought you'd see some, you know, topical barbs about the situation in the world today.
That's right, yeah.
What did you see?
What did I see? I go in there, there's just a lot of fish floating about. Like, more timeless than topical.
Nothing
fish.
Topical there. Now, yeah. I'll tell you what you've done. What you've done, you've got into the tropical fish department.
Oh, I see.
That's tropical rather than topical, you see. And what has happened is, during the winter months, during the gales and the blustery weathers, sometimes some of the lettuce become dislodged, you see, because of the gales. And obviously, the letter R has become dislodged in this case. I was talking to the keeper about it, actually, and he said that very often, during the winter months, his R's blew off. he found that was a feature of his winter life, his R's blowing off.
Well, I think I've had enough of the reptile house.
I've had quite enough.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Let's go on to the wonky house.
No, that's an M. What's got blown upside down?